Horking, the new American pastime. Hork is no doubt one of the most colorful slang words in American English. Like all beautiful words, it has multiple meanings based on context. When you are repairing your computer and hork... When you are repairing your computer... When you are repairing your computer... and... When you are repairing your computer and hork a cable, then you are guaranteed to need some soldering. When you are at the gym about to hoist a heavy weight, you can gain extra energy by exclaiming, "Hork!" as you jerk the weight up. But this text is about the finest... But this text is about the finest and by far most pleasant meaning of the word, where hork is the opposite of honk. Horking means not honking your car horn. And there's no better example of that than sitting in your car by railroad tracks, where the train looks like it will be parked there forever. But you don't care, because you are having a good time horking. It all started with a now silly idea of me trying to see if peanut butter with honey is a good source of energy. It is not. In return, I received a mild headache, as I normally avoid sugar, which I tried to address with some cola at the gym, but that did not work. So then I figured I should get some bananas after the gym. Maybe I'll get another headache tomorrow. Which required crossing some train tracks, which had a stopped train. People were going nuts. I've never seen so many cars do violent turns to go above the train tracks using a different road just about 5 minutes away. In just minutes, I was three cars behind the train tracks. The first one was a truck. Everyone in front of me angrily turned around and left. There's a little driveway to a small community by the train tracks, and I've decided to be a proper captain today. I stopped right before the driveway, giving all the people that lived there way more room than they could possibly ever need. And wouldn't you know it, one lady energetically waved to me in appreciation on her way out after seeing the entire area open like that. It took me a second to notice her waving as she was practically popping a wheelie on her way out and didn't figure out why, which made me chipper. It is a big deal for me. That was my good deed for the day, for sure. People behind me who were hoping to get into the community couldn't see that I kept the area open like that, and angrily drove on the side of the road on my right. They had an entire lane open. They could have used that. When they witnessed the entire open space, they became even more enraged. Because in America, or anywhere really, no one likes a doodly-do-ride captain like me. Entire minute passed as all this was happening, and the train did not move at all. It looked broken, and I liked it. I took out my notepad, clicked my pen a couple of times, and I've decided to come up with a really good name for deeply enjoying being stuck in traffic. Hearing people honking in the back, the word hork was the first thing to come to me, so I scribbled it with joy and leaned my seat back. Having previously remembered an old programming language, I took out my phone, pulled up an AI, and typed in, "Generate several genius-level JavaScript snippets inspired by Prolog. The snippets should utilize modern JavaScript." I've been doing this for several days now. I had so much fun, I can't describe it. But Prolog generated by far the most bizarre and beautiful code snippet. The ones I got dealt with data trees or branches, analyzing relationships between nested data. I must have spent 10 minutes looking at that. It was really hard to track the flow control. Using functional programming over nested branches or trees is very fun, but I only do it to make code look impressive. Hats off to those who learned programming starting with Prolog. You are each a scholar and a gentleman. Maybe a little bit crazy. Once I had enough of programming for the moment, and another few dozen angry motorists passed by, I took out a moment to zonk out and admire the car graffiti. It is so nice that when the trains do crawl by, you get this art show by all kinds of artists from different backgrounds and with different color ideas. It started snowing. It was very pretty, but it is still a little bit too warm for the snow to stick, so it was all melting into puddles. I looked down on my phone and had the AI generate a man-in-the-middle proxy with secure socket layers and custom certificate authority. I'm working on a visual programming language, so I want to add a nice little set of commands for manipulating web pages. Going over the code the AI was generating, I muttered, "The things I do for bananas." But I'm eating one right now as I write this, so it was a good decision overall. Just as I turned my attention to the snowflakes and began wondering why a train would stop, basically at rush hour, the long beast lurched. After half an hour of horking, the thing started moving. Yeah, now I can see why people would be so angry and quick to turn around, especially if that train stops for so long with any frequency. The graffiti was, of course, lovely. It was theatrical. And with the last car, my horking finally came to a close. And even with everyone turning around, there was a lot of traffic going back and forth, and lots of honking, obviously. These motorists did not hork. They will never hork. They will always abhor horking. Even so, I made it to my banana store rather quickly, and incredibly, there was a bag of bananas waiting for me. It was right on top of all the regular bunch. It had a sticker that said, "Special." I muttered, "You don't have to sell it to me." They were deeply yellow and ready to eat. And then some angel priced the whole bag $1. Now wait just one second, being the entrepreneurial type. I thought to myself that this was wrong. Special bananas should go up in price, not down. I mean, they are ready to be eaten. This is no joke. I tried to complain to the cashier of the rather grave injustice, but I was too happy and tired and too horked and all too ready to eat them, as you can imagine, to make any sense. So I just blabbed something out about prices and bananas, and the cashier thought that, like everyone else, I was just complaining that it's all so expensive. I smiled and bid the cashier a good night, leaving the store not with one but two bags, as I found a few more ripe bananas. One hork a day, I said with my mouth full of goo. And then took the route all the motorists were previously taking, the overpass above the tracks 5 minutes away. Okay, so maybe horking is not America's new pastime yet, but with a name like that, it is sure to take off. Next time you are stuck waiting for a train, take a deep breath and say to yourself, horking is just part of life. Horking is what we do. Grab some stale peanuts and that misshapen bottle of water that's been making all the ruckus in the pantry, and go ask your sweetheart if maybe they want to come horking with you. You will be surprised. And go ask your sweetheart if maybe they want to come horking with you. You may just be surprised at their answer.